My name is Patrick Barkham, and I'm reading from The Butterfly Isles. In the glade of an ancient royal hunting forest, dressed in the deep green of midsummer, stood five tables covered in white cloth. These were laid for breakfast, with a fat candle in the middle. On each of 20 paper plates was a different dollop of food. On one dish, 2 king prawns sweated in the sunshine. On another sprawled dozens of tiny pickled mudfish. There were crushed grapes, a blackened rotten banana, honey water, horse manure, foxscat, and plenty of servings of stinking shrimp, shrimp curry, sautéed shrimp fry, Thai boy shrimp sauce, and big cock shrimp paste. One brand had been banned from Britain the previous year after it was deemed unfit for human consumption. This elegantly presented and utterly rancid repast was not for human consumption. It was for the Purple Emperor. No other butterfly in Britain can compete with the charisma of His Imperial Majesty. The Purple Emperor has entranced entomologists and bewitched butterfly lovers for centuries. It has fired imaginations and driven its pursuers to the edge of insanity. This is understandable. We desire things that disdain us, and this soaring, winged messenger scorns and tantalizes us. It is a muscular, swooping, soaring, gliding black beauty, and the male shimmers iridescent purple when caught in the sunlight. Despite its size and power, it is one of our most elusive insects. Considered a creature of ancient English woodlands in July, it is rarely seen because it lives in the tops of trees and haughtily refuses to descend from its kingdom to feed, like an ordinary butterfly, on mere flowers. For collectors, the Emperor is the greatest prize of all. For Ian Heslop, a fastidious and rather pompous colonial official turned Latin schoolmaster, purple emperors were the grand passion of his life. He defined this butterfly as big game because one could recollect every particular of the chase. He said, "I have caught exactly as many purple emperors as I have shot elephants, viz. 4 in each case, but I think I would rather have one of the former than all 4 of the latter. And nothing in all my sporting or collecting career has ever given me so much joy as the seeing of my first emperor safely in the net."